Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
People in my state of Ohio are fed up. They should get off.
The powerful purpose for which God has given us to understand. All right. Evangelist Wilkes, I'm going to open up the lines over there if anybody have any questions and comments for us over there in the teaching on purpose. Now, I shared a lot with those of you who joined us at 5 a.m. via the conference line. So we started this morning at 5 a.m. via the conference line. It almost reminded me of back in the day when we used to do the 5 a.m. on the conference line years ago. I'm back up at 5 a.m. in the morning and doing it again. So I think I'm going to enjoy this a little while. Amen. And teaching on purpose and collaborating with some of the leaders on the conference line as we talk about purpose and we share on purpose. I may establish something on my Wednesday morning 5 a.m. time to deal with purpose via the social platform. All right. Anyone have a question for us? I know we had one of our members on yesterday, and please, I apologize, because oftentimes if a person says something, I don't get a chance to hear your voice. If I don't know your face, I have to put a voice with a face. That's why when I travel around the world, I say, if I don't know you, let me know who you are so I can put a voice with a face and a face with a voice so we can know who you are. Sometimes I travel through the airport and somebody may walk up to me and speak to me, and I don't know who they are. So I said, you know, let me know who you are, where you're from, so I will be able to understand the person a little bit more clearly. All right. Tomorrow, matter of fact, as a matter of teaching, on tomorrow, what we will do, not on the blog side, not on a blog talk or the conference line, but we'll do probably step in at the 5 a.m. to teach right here, 5 a.m. in the morning on the Facebook Live, so that the people can understand. We're talking about purpose. We're merging purpose. There's a whole lot of people that really don't know their purpose. So we thank God for them so they can know their purpose. Amen. All right, so you can,
Apostle.
You can, yes, ma'am.
Can you explain if a person does not know their purpose and while they are waiting, fasting, and praying, what can some of the other things that they can do until they fully understand their purpose in the kingdom?
In the meantime, and those who are following us, I want you to hear it. In the meantime, for those who don't know their purpose, now, I'm saying this because we're speaking of it from the kingdom perspective. That's even go back to people who are in careers. They're in different careers in their life. But we're talking about the kingdom, when you put it like the kingdom agenda, the purpose. What's important for an individual who don't know their purpose. When you don't know your purpose, the most important thing for an individual to do is to be still. To be still means that you don't silence your mouth. Be still is you don't allow anybody to steal what's in you that's not moving so that they can control your motivation. I hope this is making sense. Be still means that I am in a place in the Lord where I'm allowing God to mature me in, or I'm waiting on the Lord to develop me in, or I'm waiting for God to connect me with the right people and the right individual that will be able to train me. It's almost like what I said in Jeremiah there, when in Jeremiah, when I said this, we said, Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. And the moment he knew Jeremiah before there was a relationship with a mother or father. Once you come into that place, he tells Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. And that means I set you apart. Sanctified means you've been set apart. And when you've been set apart, you've been set apart for the Lord. Not that you don't know your mother and father, that you don't know what's in the world. I made you peculiar, that word. And in the Greek word, peculiar means your private property. So you're God's property. So you're a peculiar person. And when you're property of God, no one can get access to your property because it's yours. God, you're property of God, your private property. And then Jeremiah tells the Lord, ah, God, I'm a child. Then he says to Jeremiah, we'll go back to that real quickly. So for the believers, so you can understand when you're at this place in God, don't be quick to move. Don't be quick to jump. Don't be quick to get involved. Allow his will to be done. But ask the Lord to connect you with people of vision, purpose, or to help develop what's in you. And it's in you. It's what's in you is in you. Help develop what's in you. And God will do that. He will help develop what's in you, is what he says there in that particular verse. Verse 6, then says, our Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto them, say that I'm a child, for thou should go to all, listen to that, all that I should send you, whatsoever I command you, thou should speak. So wait on the Lord, beloved, and when you wait on the Lord, then the Lord God will be able to do what? But don't think then. So over that. Did that make sense, Evangelist Wilkes, in that place?
Yes, sir.
You want to wait on the Lord. And the enemy will always push a person into not waiting on God. You wait on the Lord, he will then connect you with people who will help your purpose. It will help your purpose to developing your purpose in the kingdom of God. Amen. Some things in life, if I would have waited on God and not flesh rule over God, then I would not be in places that I have been in my life. Choices and decisions I made in my life, but I didn't wait on the Lord. That's why a lot of consequences in my life. And then this is what's important for most believers in the kingdom of God. And under your purpose. Your purpose, reason for which something is done or created, for which something exists. Under your purpose, your gift and calling come without repentance. So you're gifted and your calling, God doesn't take away from you. Let me tell you how the enemy trick a lot of phenomenal people like us. He trick us by coming back with trying to attack us based upon consequences that doesn't exist. He'll use children. He'll use loved ones. He'll use ex-people. He'll use folks in our life. And then he'll sit down right before us in our transitional moment, and then he'll play on your mind. You see why you ain't going better? You see why you ain't doing? And then we'll believe that, those consequences in our life. See, what a lot of believers are trying to do, you trying to pray away consequences. No, you pray away people who made you get involved in those things while you have a consequence. That's God to help you. I can't pray away my consequences. I done already messed up. That's why I got all these baby mamas all over the folks, all over the place, and all these crazy folks all over the place. Y'all ain't ready for me today. So you got to be able to understand the purpose of God. And then you just have to say, Lord, help me in these consequences, but I'm not going to lose my purpose. What people are doing in your life is when you start walking in your purpose, you're going to have everybody come back and tell you what you done did. He going to tell you what those spirits going to come back and visit you and tell you what you did. Y'all been blessed today. I'm walking in my purpose. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire, baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And that old devil want to come back and tell me what you done did. Man, and then I sit down and say, oh, Lord, okay, I might as well quit. I got to keep dealing with this. If you ain't dealing with it, it's what you did in your past. It shouldn't stop your purpose to attain it. You still have to walk in your purpose, the reason for which something is done, created for which something exists. You know you got a black book in your heart, your head. You ever been somewhere in your life, you doing all of the great things in your life, and you know you're doing the will of God, then you go back to an old neighborhood. You're in the purpose of God, but that demon spirit will take you back down memory lane. Yeah, be careful, because he'll let you look at the building, you'll fumble on that photograph and remember what happened. It shouldn't stop your purpose in God. Because you have a purpose in God to attain it. You're on your way to your purpose. You're accomplishing your purpose. And somebody visits your plan and mess with your life and calls you to have a pity party about your past. And you thinking about your past when you supposed to be in your purpose, distracting you and messing with your contractor. You can't deliver what God wants you to deliver because they want you to operate outside of your purpose to get to your purpose. One of the things about the religious world, a believer in the church world, here's a believer in the church world. When you come into the church world, you don't lose your career. So you still work your job while you're in the church world. You're still working your job. So when you come into the church world, you're learning the kingdom. You're learning the purpose of the kingdom. So from the kingdom, what usually happens to most of us in the kingdom is we lose our identity to religion, and religion is ritual. People say, you got to do this. Man, I just got, let me tell you something. I remember when I first got saved, and that was years ago. And I had an auntie, and I shared this evangelist Wilkes and people of God. I had an auntie. Man, my auntie bothered me to no avail. She said, she always said, a nephew, you need to be married. Yeah, auntie, I've been holding all this time. I just got in church. I ain't ready for no woman. I'm trying to serve every Sunday. Oh, son, you need a wife. What are you doing? I'm trying to learn the word. I'm trying to get back. I'm getting back in church. I'm getting my life back in the kingdom. Next Sunday. Nephew, you need a wife. Auntie, you need a life. No, I didn't say that too. I respect her. So I'm saying, I didn't get back in church doing the will of God. You understand what I'm saying? You guys do this work. We didn't came right back. We didn't got our life. We walking in the things of the Lord. I'm trying to get my life back. All of the stuff in my past. Although I had been on everybody's stage doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And then I come into the church, back into the church, get my life together. I didn't accept the Lord as my Savior. He's doing something with me here. Holy Ghost is upon me. I'm here in church. And every Sunday, my auntie. And then, you see, the Sunday that she didn't bother me is the Sunday I heard and got out of the church. Soon as I got out of the church, I ran out of church. I didn't want to talk to my auntie no more. And you know what she did? She put that psychic in my mind. I said, so I started believing it. Well, I'm going to do ministry. I guess I need a wife. You follow me? So all of a sudden, they try to push me. They were pushing me, pushing me, pushing me. And I started losing myself. I said, wait a minute. I'm starting to focus on a woman now. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I got away from the Lord. Well, let me see if I find one. You see how I move from my purpose? I'm learning the word of God. What people will do to you is what they'll get you to get involved with the rituals, and you'll miss the righteousness of God. How many folks told you in your life, you're a pastor wife, you're a preacher wife, you need the certain kind of wife for your life? People tell you all of these things. Let me tell you something. The DNA has to match the sound of God, because the sound of God will connect you to the DNA of who you were matched. You've heard all the sounds in bedrooms. I need to hear the sound of God so I can be in the right room. Bless me, God Almighty. That bless me. Whoa, that bless. Didn't that bless you, Evangelist Wilson? God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. I got to clap your hands on that one right there. My God, this is blessing me. Hallelujah. Oh, that blessed me right there. That was good. Ooh, that was, wasn't that good, y'all? My God, that was good. Hallelujah.
It's fabulous, right. Sir. It's fabulous.
Wasn't that good, Evangelist Wilson? God Almighty.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying it.
My God, I hear my help coming on. Ooh, my help is coming on. Because you've been there in all different ways. And you've been there in all different things in your life. So you're asking God, Lord, I need to learn your ways. The disciple means learners of God, learners of Jesus. I'm learning the ways of you. So now in my life, on my way to my purpose, the reason for which something is done, created, for which something exists, I'm in my life right now, at my age right now, I'm learning how to eliminate the residues of my life while I'm doing the things of the kingdom of God. I'm coming into the kingdom of God dealing with residues in my life of things I've experienced. And I still love the Lord. So as I grow and develop in the kingdom of God, guess what's happening in my life? Consequences is visiting my purpose. You know why consequences visits your purpose? Because the more you come into your purpose, the more you come into the plan, the power, and the preeminence of God. And demons visit you with your consequences. And they tell you, because you've done this, you don't qualify to do that. And so the enemy plays on your consequences that hinder your purpose from reaching who you are in the kingdom of God. And then we sit there and we get upset with ourselves because I waited months, weeks, and years for the purpose to act right when that was in the purpose. Is the enemy playing with our flesh on something that don't understand my timetable? We're in the watch. That belongs to you, and you letting everybody be on your dial. Good God Almighty. That's blessing me right there. So I've been blessed today. I'm blessing somebody else. Because it's when you understand the purpose of God, then you understand what to attain. Concern about materialistic things, because those things become your God. I'm concerned about the presence of God who will give me materialistic things to enjoy. But you can live in a beautiful big house and still be lonely. You can have a car and still drive it by yourself. Because people are caught up in the material things. I'm concerned about the spiritual things in the kingdom. Perfect. Anyone else got a question for me? Come on, ask the question. Anything else over there, Evangelist Wilk?
I don't have another question. Glory to God.
You follow us because so many of us in life, I'm telling you, many of us right now in our life, only thing we're dealing with being saved. it really ain't threats that much. It's consequences. And these consequences make you upset and make you say, well, I don't need to serve God. Never quit. It's consequences. Man, well, I'm serving you now, Lord. And then who we got the audacity to go before the Lord said, well, I'm serving you now, Lord. Why I got to still deal with that? Because you know you slept with Bozo. You know you slept with Jezebel. You know you smoked hookah, whatever. You know you got drunk. You know you messed up. You know you had one night with the fiend, if you read my book. And now you got to deal with consequences. It's that the devil is a dumb devil when you come into the knowledge of who you are. When you come into the knowledge of who you are, you got to walk in your purpose. People don't know how to be authentic from preaching. Everybody want to be, I'm this perfect person. The devil is a lie. You've been perfected in your body so you can be perfect for your walk with the Lord. You didn't know you messed up. Let me tell you something. Lord, I got to be careful. I got to be careful what I'm going to say today. God Almighty, what time is it? Still early in the morning. I got to be careful what I say, y'all. I got to be real careful. I got to be real careful because I didn't go deep with y'all today. I didn't go so deep. I go, man, I've been slap myself sometimes. And I've been like, man, I think of some, let me tell you something. Evangelist Wilkes, I think of some things that I've done. Can I help somebody? And when I sit down sometimes, even after I preach, because sometimes I can be preaching and the word can really bless the person, and they can be really blessed by the word. And then I sit down in my powerful anointed time. And I sit down, and that old devil said, you didn't preach the word of God. Now let's talk. Now, see, you know what you didn't let all those people mess with you while you were going up. How are you going? I'm telling you, I'll be like, where that's coming from? Like, I don't know. It's all in the mind. He'll come inside, and he'll start messing with you. And you'll say, man, I should have never did that, or I should have never been there. And all of that stuff is frozen like an ice cube. It's frozen in time. You're going to go back. You're going to backslide to go back to hear what the old devil told you about what you had. And then, here's the deep thing. If you go back to the situation, that person is 25 or 30 years later and they ain't got nothing. They done gained 50 pounds. Y'all ain't ready for me. And you done went back to that thing. You bet, huh? Oh, Jesus Christ, thank God. You might say that. You might say, thank God for the Lord. Ooh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Why? Because the enemy always, you know what? This is going to be powerful. I'm going to do the series when purpose emerges with consequences. Because when purpose emerges with consequences, your plans got to have victory for your purpose. Ooh, I'm teaching today. Hey, I'm blessing myself. When purpose emerges with consequences, because those consequences like to mess with my purpose and try to make me miss my plan. Oh, this is blessing me today. All right, anyone else on the conference line, y'all want to ask a question, come on in. Come on in, go ahead, Marshall. I know you're hiding in the layaway over there. Hallelujah. God Almighty, this is blessing me. Thank you, Lord. The purpose of having the purpose, to be able to have the purpose, to attain it, the more I go up in God, the more I get close to God, the more I connect with God, the more my relationship with God. And I tell you, I'm telling you, this is a powerful teaching here for many of us, because the purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, for which something exists. I'm trying to bring the things, the past, in my future based upon what God has already told me in his future for my life. Trying to walk in this thing. Sister Nicole McLeod, Sister Wiggins, Sister Max, I'm in my purpose in God. And then the enemy will try to bring up things in my past. And nobody will have to tell you. You done already beat yourself up 27 times, 897 times of the 360. 5 days of the year, and when you have the leap year, you leap into the rest of the mat. You just leap into it. Because your purpose, attain it. There's a Greek word for purpose. let me give you the Greek word for purpose. There's several of them. One I like was this one called telos. Telos. Telos means the purpose. This word telos, this should bless you. The word telos, because it'll bless you. It's several. They have the one bolema. But the telos is one that I like. And telos, here's what telos means. Here, this will bless you. Telos, I like this one. It's noema. Is one of the purpose. That means, this one means a thought, a purpose, thought. And I want to deal with this one before I deal with telos. This one means, it means thought of purpose. So here I am in life. I'm older in life. I'm more settled. Can I just be deep for a minute? Can I be deep for a minute, Evangelist Wilkes? You got to jump. You got to support me on this one. And come on off.
Go ahead. Come on, Apostle. I'm right here with you.
Here's what that means. Now look, I'm just saying. This means that in life, I don't have to be in a bedroom. I just want to walk on the sand with her. You know what I'm saying? Ain't got to do all those things. Just let's have a conversation about life. I mean, I'm thinking before I ever go somewhere else. My thoughts are here for my purpose to come to pass. Let me go here. That means my thoughts are here. My thoughts are on the purpose of God. And if my thought is on the purpose of God, then my plan will prepare me for a bedroom. Ooh, Jesus. Because of my purpose, my thoughts are here. So I want to be in a pure place with God before I have a plan of somebody else entering into the present. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We got to have a purpose here. A purpose for God. And listen to this. Once you come into your purpose, everything in your life got to be part of your precipitation. Got to be part of your precipitation. I ain't trying to argue. In the winter, because you're going to be put outside in the cold. Woo, God about you. You need to go west, because in this season, I don't use the word argument. I call it intense fellowship. You have the intense fellowship. Because you're moving from those things because you're fulfilling your purpose in life. I'm trying to reach the purpose and try to reach it through God. That's why I love Romans 8:28. Well, that word said, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called. What do you mean? The call means C-A-L-L-E-D. You are already the call. You got to just answer the call. I'm trying to pause. I'm trying to answer the call. The enemy want to pause your life with consequences. He stop you right in the middle of your life, and you don't do nothing. Why? I'm just pausing. I'll wait. Gotta wait. What you waiting for? You waiting for consequences to get better? Those consequences are things that already happened in your life. You can't change them. But guess what? You can change you. You can't change them. You can change you. I changed me because I changed the way I did things now in my life. And the most dangerous thing when you operate in purpose is to connect with somebody that have an illusion for you. A delusion. That means somebody created in their mind what they want you to be for their life, and you don't have an identity. The most dangerous thing to do is marry somebody, and when you marry them, they try to change your identity. They didn't wreck the marriage already. You didn't even get to know them. When you get to know a person, then you'll understand what your agenda is and a purpose for your life is. You got people going into churches. They don't even know what the church is about. They watch and heard what somebody told them about the church. Then you go into the church, and your sound or your ear is not for that frequency. Then you upset and pride kick in and say, stay. And you never reach your purpose. Most dangerous thing. Oh, we. And purpose emerges with consequences. When purpose emerges with consequences, guess what? It hinders destiny and gets you going back dealing with damage. How many of us deal with damage in your destiny? Destiny means preordained, inevitable, irresistible fate. You are walking in your destiny and you picked up damage 20 years later and not pick up destiny preordained. Let me tell you something about the powerful word about destiny. The powerful word about destiny is this. It's preordained, inevitable, irresistible fate. It means that it's already preordained. So it makes no difference where you are in your life. When you operate with destiny, when destiny emerges with a destination, then the love, the power is success for the rest of your life. You don't have to sit down and engage in your past. You can love in your present. Oh, I'm teaching today. I'm blessing myself. Oh, this is blessing me. Because you don't have to constantly go back to that place. Keep it in the layaway and let them take it off the shelf. You keep that stuff in the layaway because of where you are in God. I don't need a rain check for that item. That's item. I don't need a rain check. Give me a rain check. No, you don't need a rain check. Just put it on the shelf. And life. Because your purpose, when your purpose emerges with consequences, you better have a plan in place. Because I'm telling you, those consequences will visit your life. Start succeeding. Start driving the car that you paid for. I guarantee they'll come out and they'll say, oh, you remember the car I let you drive, I paid for? You remember the things I used to do for you? Right. But then you feel bad. Yeah, I remember. No, I bought my car. I worked for it. I didn't get up. I didn't labor for this. God gave me the strength. Because you work for it. When you know who you are in God, if God know who you are, he loves you. Purpose. Don't let the enemy sit on shit. Don't two people say, don't let the enemy sit on destiny and try to play you with damage. Don't give that enemy any power over who you are in your purpose in God. All right, let me stop. We gotta stop here. Hallelujah. All right, we're coming back tomorrow morning and we're gonna do it on our Facebook tomorrow morning. Because I don't want to delay time. Anyone else got questions over there in the conference line? Anybody got questions over there? Anyone else over there? I told you, ask questions now. Don't wait till.
Hey, good morning, Prophet.
Good morning, woman of God. What's your question?
First, I want to say glad to hear you again this morning.
Bless you. All right, we just need your question, woman of God. We're doing a live. Good to hear from you as well.
Amen. First of all, I just wanted to say from your teachings, God already woke me up yesterday morning. And,
okay, no. What I need is your question. Do you have a question? Because we're doing a live. I got to forego all of those formalities right now. I just need your question. Do you have a question for me, Matthew? Do you have a question for me?
Down a lot. Oh.
Can I pass you up right now because I'm doing the live and I want to take all the questions, okay? So go ahead and write a question down so you can come back to me and let me pick somebody else, okay? I'm only trying to ask questions. Do you have a question? If you have a comment for me, then we'll pick that up at the end because I'm doing the live. I just want all the questions, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, who's next on the line? Does anybody have a question for me? If you don't have a question, we'll go straight into comments, but I don't need you to be long drawn out with your comments because we're doing a live. So if you have a question on the blog side right now, anybody have a question for me? This is my last time I'm going to ask because I don't want to delay. Anyone got a question for me? Hit star six and come in if you have a question.
This is Angelique Marshall. Good morning. God bless. My question is, and I don't know if you touched on it all the way, but even though you're talking about, you know, your purpose and like how we should be and our focus, what happens when your purpose is altered or people begin to get in your ear and tell you, you know, this is not what you should be doing? Because I know the whole purpose, if someone is on the line listening, that's why I'm addressing this. But know that kingdom is our purpose. That is what we're supposed to be doing, is working in the kingdom for what he has created in us to be doing, what he's designed for us. But when your purpose changes because of what people have now defined you, that lets you know that's an identity problem. But how do that, you know, like, what do the person need to hear, or how do they need to get back to the purpose? What are the steps to get back to that after they realize, listen to too many people told you who you were and you stopped listening to God? But how do you get back, you know, because I don't know how they left it, but now you know something is wrong. How you get back?
Let me tackle this, Evangelist Marshall. Jeremiah 29:11, God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. All of his thoughts of you are of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. No one loses their call. God don't take your calling away, and he doesn't take your gift away. The purpose of a person is to do what? The reason for which something is done, created, for which something exists. Most people don't lose their purpose. They just pick up people's page or people's control based upon ability of trusting. The most difficult thing is for a child to call their predator their protector. Follow me. When someone is seeking out an individual in their life, enemy will put what your flesh wants, not what your spirit needs. God does that. So when you connect yourself to people, the reason for which something is done or created or which something exists is you gave them access to be the God that created you. And what you do is, once that has transpired or that has happened in your life, you become a prisoner of their plan for your purpose, and you lose your identity of who you are in God. But thanks be to God that in Romans chapter 8, verses number 18, and you read all the way down, it talks about, I reckon or consider that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be what? Revealed in you or in you. Because in you lies the very plan, purpose of God for your life. It's for you to attain it. Once you connect with the right frequency or the right people in your life, growth demands change. Pain doesn't have access. So when I take us into this place tomorrow, when I talk about when destiny or purpose meet consequences, your plan must master your life. You'll master your life. Consequences are experiences. Purpose are masterpiece to destiny. When you understand the masterpiece of destiny, consequences should never rule your plan. Consequences are issues in your life that's frozen in time of your past. It's people who we allow access to your greatness to stop you from moving into the glory of God for your life. It's a glorious thing when you can come out of consequences that you've been through in your life. It's a glory. from people in their life, the enemy loves to bully them with consequences. And you can't pray away consequences. You can't sleep away consequences. You conquer people who you were with that made you make those decision choices in your life. The most difficult thing for a woman to do or a man to do is let your baby mama and your baby daddy tell you about what you did in your life that made you have issues for your life. You were in the bedroom with me. You told me you loved me. You didn't understand my value. Oh, let me leave that. I'm gonna stop messing with y'all today. Let me go to the church world. Here you are. You in the church world, and you in the presence of the Lord, and somebody is looking at you some type of way, and you letting somebody that look at you some type of way change how you are. You don't even know who you are. Are they looking at how beautiful you are? Are they look? Oh, the way they're looking at me. You don't even know the problem. I don't focus on what people say to me. I focus on the presence of God within me so I can move from that place. I don't stay in a place where I'm not wanted. Just let me help somebody else. Can I help y'all out? I don't stay in a place where I'm not wanted. But why would I stay in a place I'm not wanted? And say, God want me here. So if they don't want you, do you want, God wants you to be in a place you're not wanting? The most dangerous thing is to stay in a place I'm not wanting. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? To stay in a place where consequences are that your past, you want to be in a place where you're not wanting. So you remember you did this to me? Yeah. Okay. What do that got to do with my now? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what you did to me. Okay, hold on. If you go to my freezer right now, open it up, I got ice cubes in there. And in that ice cube, they're frozen. If I take the ice cubes out of the refrigerator and put them in the sun, it'll do what? It'll start melting. Stop bringing me stuff that will melt and turn into water and I never exist again. I'm blessing myself. And you want me to say that again? In my freezer, there is an ashtray in there. And the ashtray has ice in there. I use ice to keep what's hot cold, but it melts over time. So if something in my life is frozen, why keep that with your hot self and keep melting it over time? You have to understand. You are who you got. God designed you to be in your purpose. And when you meet and you connect with your purpose, you connect with the presence of God in your life. I don't pastor people. I pastor God's purpose in the person. I pastor purpose. I want people to reach their purpose in God. So tell me your purpose. And I'll help you with your plan. Something, the reason which something is done, created, for which something exists. Purpose. I'm going to be in the purpose of God. How's that, evangelist? We want to go deeper. Anyone else? Anyone else over there? Hallelujah. All right. We're going to commence with that because it's the top of the hour. So tomorrow, not on the blog side, and not on the conference line, we'll start at 5 a.m. We'll try to do it right about 5 a.m. So if you up 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and 3 a.m. because we have partners at 3 a.m. We'll tap it. We'll be able to talk more. Now, woman of God, did someone else want to say something? Because now I'm moving from comment. If anybody have a comment, if you all are following me, you want to put a comment up there. You can. Yeah. Amen. Anyone else? bless you. Bless God for Apostle Simpson. Ask them to bless you all on today. Of those of you, anyone have? How was that evangelist supposed to do that? God bless you. You know, right? That bless you, the people of God over there. Is that okay, Gwen Marshall? Anyone else? Anyone
yes,
else?
Sir. It's great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I have a question for me.
Tomorrow, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Go ahead. What was your comment from the chat?
Okay. I'm going to make it quick, right quick. All I was trying to say was yesterday, God had me do a study on the word wisdom, to ask for wisdom. And it was
okay.
Very interesting. And that's all. And he said, go to James 1 and 5. If any man lacks wisdom, to ask God, but make sure you ask in faith. And he gave me a lot of, yes, sir, things about wisdom. But I wrote this down. Wisdom gained by experience is a great value. And wisdom is knowing God. I had a lot. It was very enlightening for me.
I'm going to take a lot of those, which I just want to get a soundstick of things. You're doing a lot. But I appreciate being.
You're going in.
I appreciate that woman.
You're going in and out. You're breaking up, Pastor.
Can you all hear me?
You're breaking up.
Okay, somebody get that line. That line over there. So we can pop that line. Because if they mute that line, then you all will be able to hear me a little more clearer. All right. Okay, now go ahead. Anyone else, Evangelist Wilkes? Can everybody hear me over there?
You're clear now.
Okay, yeah, because somebody unmuted their line. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment for me before we proceed?
I do have a comment, Apostle. Evangelist Marshall asked, how do you get back to your purpose once you get focused? And I want to say this, too. If you look at the scripture when Lazarus had died and Mary and Martha was there, and the one was complaining, I think it was Martha, complaining about what Mary was doing. She's lost her focus on what was going on. And Jesus had to come and talk to her and let her recognize, okay, so I'm going to put it in paraphrase. So this is what we do now. So can you focus on what you should be doing? And I think a lot of times when we get off balance, even because of somebody told us something, or the enemy has been talking to us, and we started reflecting on what the enemy is saying, the best thing for